This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Tonight at the Max M. Fisher Music Center in Detroit, silent films. But they actually won't be silent. There are brand new scores being played to Georges Méliès' films from the early 20th century. Joining me now is Andrew Alden of the Andrew Alden Ensemble. This is part of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's French festival Les Cinquièmes. What's that all about?
I think in their side venue, they're programming a bunch of kind of different takes on the French festival. So that includes us. They're also doing a showing of Dexter Gordon movie Round Midnight the next day after our show. They've reached out to me because of the silent movie connection. So before, it's always been composer-driven festivals. Last year was Mozart. Before that was Brahms. This year, they're kind of going for a broader spectrum. And so I think that opened up a lot of doors for a lot of more, maybe not avant-garde, but diverse programming.
Yeah, I was wondering why you would take on the task of scoring a century-old silent film. What's the attraction there?
I've always loved silent film, and I think that inherently part of being American, I think, is like having a connection to history, and it's a very tangible connection to history to like experience kind of the way these movies would have been experienced by a composer 110 years ago. So it's been great to kind of like touching the past.
Let's listen to a short bit of one of your compositions. This is for an 1899 film, Cinderella. So tell me what's going on in the film during that short excerpt of your performance.
Sure. So that goes to the 1899 version of Cinderella. The quintessential version that comes to mind for probably almost everyone is the 1950 Disney version.
Right.
And so this predates it by, half a
half
century.
Half a century, yeah.
Yeah. And so the beginning part of that is, she's at the ball. She's having a blast. She's dancing with the prince. And in this version, there's no pumpkin carriage. It just kind of cuts and she's dissolves and she's back in her drab bedroom. And the movie takes a much more like ethereal tone there, which was something that all of his work kind of had a fantasy space element too. So in that clip where she comes back and it's all of a sudden there's all these like star people in like star cutout costumes and little things spinning in the corner. And so she's kind of like in between this dream state, which is drastically different than the Disney version.
Yeah, these movies all kind of have the stage look. I mean, they look like they're performed on a stage. I want to talk to you about the scores the films originally had. I'm sure you're familiar with them, or maybe you're not. Did you listen to them before tackling your writing your own score, or would they have been a distraction?
So I've done many scores to many different silent movies, and I've found that sometimes they are a little bit of a distraction. In this case, a lot of that material is lost because it's the early time of film, and they didn't know how to preserve everything, and especially the audio would have been not ever synced to the picture. So a lot of times in that period, they would have had like classical music, like piano reductions. And so it's like, oh, this is a sad scene. Let's play a little piano reduction of Mozart's Requiem. Or this is a happy scene. Let's play a little piano reduction or a little chamber orchestra reduction of Beethoven. So I like to do a balance. I like to say, online, who are these people who have interpreted this movie? It's usually, a pianist or organist. And then sometimes I just don't listen to the sound at all. And I'm just going to, let me interpret this how I want to interpret this. And each score, I try to like have a very unique like little universe that the whole score lives in. So this is not the same as like the Nosferatu universe or the Night of the Living Dead universe. This is a very different world.
These are not unknown films, right? There are a lot of people who are big fans of Méliès. So what's the biggest challenge when you're composing for a silent film like that, by a film that a lot of people know?
Yeah, I mean, expectation is high. I mean, I think that people have a very personal relationship with these movies. I think people, since they've been around for 120 years, some of them, people have very hard feelings about them. Like they treat them like family members. And I just try to do justice to the film and never treat it like it's just a gimmick. And then that's the way I've just try to be true to the movie. And I interpret it, and maybe my interpretation bothers some people, but hopefully that's not the case. I can't get caught up too much in expectation because that's a scary place to live.
Still, you're composing this piece for a silent film. You've got goals in mind. What are your top goals? How do you want the audience to respond?
Good question. The best way, I think, the most compliment I always get is, we completely forgot you were there, which is always the greatest compliment, because if we're too intrusive, people are going to be, oh, they're too loud, they were too abrasive. But if we disappear completely, that's perfect, because that means they're completely immersed in the experience the way that people would have been originally.
Seamless.
I'm
guessing you've watched these films over and over and over again. So after having been exposed to them a lot, what do you think of Georges Méliès' art?
It's pretty incredible. I am a big fan of early cinema and cinema in general. And it's really interesting to see, you know, at the same time, Japan was taking these as an extension of theater. These French films are extension of magic in a way, in a different kind of theater. And so they're just so beautiful and they're so eloquent. And it's amazing, like, you know, now we think about, oh, how did the camera move? And we see movies like Gravity, which is a great movie, but it's such a spectacle. And this is such a different kind of spectacle in a similar way. It's like, oh, the special effects are so amazing in these, you know, French movies. But it's really just like, you know, stop motion and really basic things. And they're just, he was really, truly a magician and a very unique eye for the form.
So as I was doing research for this, I was looking at some of these. Some of them I've seen, but when I go online, a lot of these are colorized. Are we going to see the original black and white, or are we going to see colorized?
There's a couple that I went back and forth with that very thing because, you know, people have rightfully so hard feelings about colorization of old black and white films. There's a couple that look really beautiful and that were overseen by kind of like descendants of them that look great colorized. And he did do a fair amount of his own hand colorization of these, you know, overseeing.
Méliès did.
Yeah, overseeing the coloring of them, which was a technique kind of used back in the time. They'd literally draw on the film. There's going to be probably, I think most of them are black and white. There's two that really look nice in the color that we've found.
So you do these silent film performances. What else do you guys do?
So we have a number of programs. I'm actually kind of I'm a filmmaker myself, and we created a program with a friend of mine, Nicole Van Warmer, and the program is Silent Magic Act, kind of like harken back to Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, and in a way these short films by Méliès. And it is a silent movie come to life. So he comes out on stage as like the stagehand that's kind of listless and lost, and then he goes in behind the screen and he's all up on the screen, and we use all the same techniques that early film used. We don't ever move the camera. We have it kind of set up in a box, and there's some stop motion tricks we did in it too.
We've been talking to composer Andrew Alden of the Andrew Alden Ensemble about his new scores to Georges Méliès' short films. You can see them at 10:30 tonight at the Max M. Fisher Music Center in Detroit. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.